talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Lines are alive. We're going to go to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. The Professor Petering's program could play a very powerful role if they followed your suggestion of a special master. And the reason I say that is that Petering's program, as he described it a couple weeks ago on your show, can redraw the entire state maps in 10 minutes. 10 minutes means that if the special master wanted to look at, on a kind of what-if basis, he wanted to look at, say, Sheboygan with the community of interest concern, he could ask Petering, what if make sure that this community of interest is satisfied here in Sheboygan, what would the rest of the state have to look like in order to accommodate that? And he could do it in 10 minutes. In other words, the special master would have a marvelous complementary tool to work with. And then, of course, it wouldn't just be Sheboygan. It would be several other locations in the state. Would all have to be reconfigured. And Matt Petering can do that by plugging in the parameters that the special master is interested in, and then reconfigure the whole state, both the assembly and the Senate seats and districts in 10 minutes. So it's a remarkable thing that the professor has accomplished.
Yeah, you know, that is an excellent, excellent point. And I want to build on that just briefly, Bill. Tomorrow, second hour, top of second hour, I'm interviewing Professor Matthew Petering of UWM, who's an expert, and he has devise an algorithm that quite literally, as Bill of Shorewood said, in 10 minutes or less, you hit a button and you say, all right, let's have community of interest in Sheboygan. What does that do to the rest of the state? Let's have it in Greene County. What does that do? Let's have it in Waukesha County, because some of the new bills that have gone in somehow try to advantage somebody or other. And, by slicing off Democrats and so on. I'm going to say two things. I have begun to think that Hagedorn is more deeply knowledgeable about the law on this and politics than most people can imagine. The U.S. Supreme Court has already said they're not going to get involved fighting over partisanship. And even though the state Supreme Court could, that's probably a non-starter, because allegiances change. Who knows what's going to happen? By making it objective, for instance, Sheboygan County is Sheboygan County. It has been and it always will be. And if they should have one representative, or which I believe, and apparently Hagedorn believes, then let the chips fall where they may. And if Greene County, where my in-laws live, and we're talking Monroe, you know, New Glarus, that kind of thing, should have a community of interest, I think they should, and so forth around the state. Now, that is not going to precisely spill out in partisanship the way some people would want. But Bill Shorewood brings up a very important second point, is what's the process going forward? Petering's maps and his algorithm have got to get to the Supreme Court somehow. somebody listening tomorrow, you've got to call Matt Petering and get hold of this stuff and advance it on behalf of somebody who is already an intervener or can still intervene in a timely fashion. And preferably somebody with some chops, you know, whether it's the League of Women Voters, whether it's Voces de la Frontera, whether it's the NAACP, whatever it is. Now, then the question is entirely up to the Supreme Court. How do you go from there? When I say it's entirely up to the Supreme Court, it's entirely up to Brian Hagedorn. This discussion is, in a sense, a verbal brief to Brian Hagedorn that is not an intervener brief, because we have no standing to do that, but it's more of a Brandeis brief. What is a Brandeis brief? Louis Brandeis, one of the great justices of the Supreme Court, pioneered this 100 years ago. He once wrote a 100-page brief. 2 pages of it was legal argument. 98 pages of it was factual development, various sociological studies and all of that. And if you object that that shouldn't go before the court can decide, okay, I'll decide, but in the meantime, I've read it. It would be an historical scandal if this Supreme Court simply rubber stamped something for 10 more years, dividing up community of interest around the state without even consulting an expert. So my strong recommendation to Brian Hagedorn and others would be this. Appoint a special man. In other words, you're going to have, there's a deadline Friday or Monday. Then there could be a trial in January. Set up a procedure where you are going to adopt the majoritarian view, which is that communities of interest can't be interfered with, can't be split up, and otherwise we're not going to pay attention to politics. And we're going to try to hew as closely as possible to the former boundaries, but we're going to preserve communities of interest. Fine, let that be the majoritarian position. Then designate a special master, a referee, an expert, a statistician. And then Petering can sit down with him and the guy can go, okay, I want Sheboygan to have one representative. Hit a button. 9.5 minutes later, it goes, here's what the rest of the state looks like. Okay, fine. Now do it for Greene County. Now do it for Waukesha County. You know, now do it for Barron County. Now do it for Eau Claire County. If you keep communities of interest together, communities of interest will get it right. Won't always benefit one party, won't always benefit the other. That's not what we care about. Folks from Sheboygan, my parents had their home, they passed. My brother has it in Random Lake. You may not think that's in Sheboygan County, but it is. Random Lake, southern part of Sheboygan County. I know Sheboygan County. They should have a community of interest. Greene County should have a community of interest. I know it well through my in-laws. Greene County should have a community of interest. And to have an expert sit there, and then the guy can go, okay, well, maybe I don't like that so much. So what about Rice Lake? You know, what about Grant County? And sit there and do this in under 10 minutes. Instead of having Professor Schmidtlap there with a protractor and a compass and beady eyes trying to do it by hand. Now, obviously, they'll use computers, but nothing like this. So just so everybody is very clear out there, this is extremely important, extremely important. Live with the decision of the Supreme Court. It actually is not. Actually, Hagedorn may have nailed it again. He may have nailed it again. He's not going to go out on a limb and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to benefit Democrats or Republicans. I know what's going on, but I'm going to go on community of interest. And community of interest stops packing and cracking. And the chips fall where they may. And it may still have a Republican majority. And it will very likely have some kind of, but it's not going to divide Sheboygan and Greene County. I do not want to see Sheboygan and Greene County divided up. They should appoint the expert. That's very typical around the country, by the way. And when the history of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is written for the early part of the century, they will say that they did this in a rational way. They did this in a rational way. It was not a rush to judgment. They gave it a lot of thought, and they imposed a community of interest standard, which would be a little bit unique around the country because not everybody does it. And the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't mandated it. Wisconsin has been a pioneer in legal theory and a lot of other theories for a long, long time. And what may happen out of this is that Wisconsin will pioneer the notion that we're going to stay out of politics. We're going to stay out of tempers flaring, but we're going to let Sheboygan vote. We're going to let Greene County vote. And however they vote is how they vote. And that's fine with us. That's what we are going to do. The interview is tomorrow, top of the second hour, Professor Matt Petering. He's come up with an algorithm that is more compact in terms of compactness, in terms of community of interest. And he can, as I say, manipulate it according to whatever the special master wants. If he wants changes in this county, bing, and that shows what happens the rest of the state. Please pay attention to this. Please pass this on to every legislator and judge you know. And I hope that Brian Hagedorn gets a chance to hear this because it's a shout out to him for his opinion. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. Do not hang up. I'll get you after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.